Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Nama Sankirtanam can grant full happiness to all people, in all places and at all times. There can be nothing greater or more gratifying. The names Rama, Hari, Hara, Sai Baba, Krishna, having each two syllables, all are derived from the word prema, which is the essence and core of the Atma. The word Nama has great significance numerologically. Na is equal to 0, A is equal to 2, and Ma is equal to 5. The total being 7, indicating that Nama Sankirtanam needs for success 7 elements. They are Shruti, Laya, Raga, Tala, Bhava, Prema, Samhita. 7 connotes the 7 swaras, the 7 rishis, the 7 weekdays known as the sacred saptaha. Samkirtanam must be done with emphasis on tone, tune and timing, attitude and attachment, and attainment of highest good. It is not singing for singing's sake. The melody must emerge from the heart, from genuine love, which is so ardent that it is tapas itself. Samkirtanam from such sadhakas will certainly liberate the individual and transform the community and the world. Even if you are unable to do dhyana or japa, engage yourself in singing the name of God without fear and with faith.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 97th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is Om Sri Sai Sadhakanugraha Vatavraksha Pratishtapakaya Namaha. Let's now listen to the meaning and explanation of this name. One Vaishaka Purnima day, years ago, Baba was on the sands of the river Chitravati in the evening with about 100 bhaktas. The talk inevitably moved towards Buddha, whose birth, illumination and release happened on that day of the year, while speaking on the Bodhi tree at Gaya, to which Buddha proceeded for tapas. Someone asked, why did he go so far to select that tree? And Baba replied, giving an account of the mystic yantras over which such trees grow, yantras which keep out evil forces and stimulate spiritual impulses and help concentration. Even while he was describing these yantras, he created from the sands a shining copper plate on which was drawn in squares the mystic symbols and numbers of which he spoke. He said that he would be depositing it in the Tapovana on the hills behind the Prashanti Nilayam and plant a Vatavriksha thereon. He said, quote, it will act as the yantra which I am describing. Yogis, wherever they are, when they reach a certain stage of sadhana, will know of this congenial spot and hurry there to be benefited by this name. He who is Pratishtapaka, the Vatavriksha, has an anugraha to the sadhakas. In the Raghavastaka, the Lord is described as Sadhaka Marga Kalpataru, the wish-fulfilling tree of all sadhakas. Baba is the same Raghava or Rama, and so he is again fulfilling the wish of sadhakas for a sanctified spot from where they can easily attain their goal. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 97th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhakanugraha Vatavraksha Pratishtapakaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sadhakanugraha Vatavriksha Pratishthapakaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who has planted a banyan tree as a boon to the sadhakas, aspirants. A long time ago, Swami was once explaining to his devotees about meditation. He said, quote, when you sit in meditation, bring his rupa or form in front of your eyes. Along with this, chant any of his names you desire most. If you do this japa alone, without seeing his rupa or form, who will respond to you? Don't feel that I will get angry if you do not choose me as the dhyanarupa for meditation. You have the freedom to choose the name and the form you desire most. All names and forms are mine. After seeing me or hearing me, there is no need for you to change from the earlier name or form that you are accustomed to. Unquote. Swami did not stop at this. In April 1959, he was giving a discourse on the sands of the Chitravati and speaking on Buddha, the Bodhi Vriksha, and a suitable place for tapasya or penance. Suddenly, he ran his hands through the sands and materialized a copper plate about 10 to 15 inches long. There were some known and unknown syllables inscribed on it. Swami showed it to all those who were present there and said, quote, "If this copper plate is buried under a tree and the sadhak meditates on that spot, he will progress much faster." Unquote. On 29th of June 1959, Swami buried this copper plate in the Tapovanam and planted a banyan tree on that spot. While doing so, he said, quote, "Those yogis who have attained a specific stage in meditation will be mysteriously attracted to the spot." Unquote. What could have been the reason for Swami to select a banyan tree as the dhyana vriksha or tree for meditation? Lord Shiva in his Guru Rupa is seen seated under a banyan tree imparting knowledge to his disciples. Mahavishnu rests in Yoga Nidra on banyan leaf during the Pralaya or the devastating flood and protects all the three worlds. Similarly, our Sanatana Dharma, which is a combination of several philosophies, can be compared to a banyan tree. The banyan tree has shoots emerging from its branches, which on reaching the ground go below as the roots, thus making this tree immortal. To date, millions of sadhaks have meditated under banyan trees and have experienced yogic bliss. This is a story from the time after the Dhyana Vriksha was planted. Shirdi Amma or Pedda Bottu was once going to the Dhyana Vriksha for meditation. She saw Sri Raja Reddy returning from the Tapovan. He asked Pedda Bottu, "Have you taken Swami's permission to meditate under the banyan tree?" Pedda Bottu told him that she had not taken permission, but she would do so. Once, Pedda Bottu was meditating under the Dhyana Vriksha under the Brahma Muhurtam time, that is, early hours. While in a deep meditative state, suddenly her eyes opened and she saw an unbelievable, wondrous sight. She saw several celestial nymphs moving in the sky above the Prashanti Mandir. Beautiful in appearance, richly adorned with flowers, they were floating towards the east. She could clearly hear melodious musical sounds. On seeing them, Pedda Bottu guessed that they were divine residents of the Devaloka who had come down for Swami's darshan. Since she was a yogini, she was therefore blessed with such a soul-stirring experience while meditating under the holy banyan tree.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 97th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhakanugraha Vadavriksha Pratishtapakaya Namaha. The 98th name is Om Sri Sai Sakala Samshaya Haraya Namaha. Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Baba destroys sakala samshaya, all doubts. For as said in the Gita, he who doubts dies. He has no delight here or hereafter. Faith is the rock on which calmness and tranquility can be built. Baba says, quote, "You put faith in your chauffeur when you ride in your car. You put faith in the engineer who built. Without faith in your cook, your life is a haunting mystery. Doubt haunts and horrifies. It destroys love. It drives you into perdition. Have faith in yourself. That is the beginning of your faith in God." Unquote. Baba is very considerate in removing doubt. He is eager to do so, for he has in view the spiritual progress of every man, woman and child. Even with regard to his present advent, Baba says, quote, "Do not believe blindly. Come, stay, experience, believe and endeavor to earn grace." Unquote. He has asked many who touched his hair and believed that it was a wig to have a pull at it. He describes at length the mistake of those who believe that he is fond of pomp. He removes even the tiniest grain of doubt from us, for as he has said, "Na sukam samshayat mana." The doubter has no happiness. Faith is the bedrock of progress. He listens patiently to the recitation of our doubts and difficulties, so that we may feel that he has understood them, though as our indweller, he knows them all. His miracles are intended to convince us of his divinity, so that we may accept to be led by him along the path of righteousness. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 98th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottarishatnamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sakala Samshaya Haraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sakala Samshaya Haraya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who removes all doubts in us and strengthens our faith. In the 4th chapter and the 40th verse of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares, Ajnyascha Shraddhanascha Samshayatma Vinashyati Nayam Lokosti Naparo Nasukham Samshayatmanaha. The ignorant, the faithless, the doubting self goes to destruction. There is neither this world nor the other, nor happiness for the doubter. Bhagavan Sri Krishna has thus explained in the Gita what happens to a person who always doubts. We are extremely fortunate to have Lord Sai Krishna amongst us, who is constantly working towards removing our doubting tendencies. This is a story from 1959. A young man had come to Prashanthi Nilayam from Madras, now Chennai, for Swami's darshan. Swami called him to the first floor of the Prashanthi Mandir. It was a moonlit night. In those days, sometimes, Swami used to enjoy having moonlight dinners with his devotees. This program was held on the terrace above the Prashanthi Mandir. Earlier, before the expansion of the Mandir, there was a terrace above the first floor. This young man was extremely happy for being a recipient of such grace. When he went to meet Swami, he asked the young man to touch him. The youth found Swami's body temperature to be very high, as in fever. Someone got a thermometer and checked the temperature. It was 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Everyone realized that Swami had high fever and they were very concerned. But Swami was joyous as usual. He told this young man, could. In your house in Madras, your mother was going to fall prey to a fire. While saving her, my body temperature rose high. That's all. Unquote. After 5 minutes, Swami asked for his body temperature to be checked again, and this time it was 96 degrees. Everyone was relieved, and the dinner program went off smoothly. But the young man could not sleep all night. As he tossed and turned, only one thought troubled him. It was about his mother. How is she? Has she really suffered burns? Did Swami really go to Madras to save her? Is this true, or is he making up a story? So on and so forth, his mind was engulfed in doubts. Next morning, he went to the post office and booked a trunk call to Madras. In those days, telecommunication was not as efficient as today. When his mother came online, he narrated the earlier night's incident to her. After hearing him out, she could not control her emotions. She sobbed as she told him, "Yesterday, while I was doing puja in the shrine at home, my sari caught fire from the flame of the burning oil lamp. I frantically invoked Swami, and within a few moments, miraculously, the fire was put out." She further asked her son, "How is Swami? I hope his hands did not suffer burns while saving me." After hearing this from his mother, the young man felt ashamed of having doubted Swami. He returned to the ashram with an overpowering feeling of guilt. As he reached the mandir, he saw Swami waiting outside at the door. Swami asked him, quote, "What did your mother say? Look here, see my hands. They did not get burnt at all. Only my body temperature rose high, that is all." Unquote. The young man's doubts had been removed completely, and he bowed down in reverence and touched Swami's feet. Swami smiled gently and patted him on his back.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 98th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotra Shatnamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sakala Samshaya Haraya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this. As always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. A single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India, Radio Sai Thursday Live.
सुन लो Oh,